thank you for joining tonight. I'll go ahead and get started. So today we're going to be talking about Kim Yeonja. Kim Yeonja is honestly like a legend within Korean trot music and also Japanese enka music. About her, she was born in 1959 in Gwangju, Korea. And she has always been interested in music and singing, and she initially gained kind of like public recognition when she won a TBS show called 전국 가요 신인 스타 쇼, which is essentially like a national rookie amateur singing competition that was in 1974, and she was just 15 years old. But before that, she actually, her father really encouraged her singing endeavors and recognized her talent from a very young age of like 5 to 6 years old. And she said in an interview that her father owned a barbershop and he would like encourage her to sing as he's like cutting people's hair. And she actually, her father put her in these things called a shodan. Shodan is like a Konglish Korean English word combining the word sho and dan, like danche, like a group. And so shodans in the 70s were kind of like a traveling, entertaining singing group. And by traveling, it's usually like each city. So there could be like a Seoul shodan or like Daegu shodan, or in this case, Gwangju shodan. And she did this when she was like around middle school age. So she did have to drop out of school, but it kind of worked out. And so in this competition in 1974, she won the competition with this song called 말을 해줘요, which kind of means like, please say it. This song is like a simple love song about falling in love with someone that, but you don't know if they like you back. So you're just like, oh, please say it back to me. Say it too, that you want me and you want to love me. And so with that, please enjoy her debut song, 말을 해줘요.
"나는 지금 당신을 생각하고 있는데 아무래도 당신을 사랑하고 있나 봐. 그렇지만 지금은 어쩔 수가 없어서 설레이는 가슴을 잠들고 있어요. 말을 해줘요. 말을 해줘요. 나를 사랑한다고 말을 해줘요. 나는 지금 당신을 생각하고 있는데 아무래도 당신을 사랑하고 있나 봐. 그렇지만 아직은 당신의 맘 몰라서 나 혼자만 이렇게 애태우고 있어요. 말을 해줘요. 말을 해줘요. 나를 사랑한다고 말을 해줘요. 말을 해줘요. 나를
Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed that. That song was released in 1974, and she would have been around 15 when she sang that. And after she won that show, she actually got scouted by some Japanese record company. And so they brought her to Japan when she was 18 in 1977 to pursue her singing career. But she said that at the time, she was super young. She didn't even know the language. She didn't know the culture and way of life. And she was super homesick. And she said, like, her agency got really mad at her because she was so homesick. She would call her mom every day. But to call from Japan to Korea was super expensive. Half of her salary went to just these phone calls. And her agency was like, please stop. But eventually, she went back to Korea just 3 years after, but she did end up going to Japan again in 1988, where she had a very successful career as an enka singer, which I'll get into in a bit. But the next song that I'll play is called Mon Hunnal. This song was released in 1979 with an album of just some like songs, you know. She was still quite young here, and this song isn't really popular. A lot of people don't know it, but what I really love about this song is that it kind of has this almost psychedelic funk, and Korea definitely has its influence of British rock and group band sound, as like Koreans like to call it in their music industry. Especially during the war and post-war with like the imports of global music. And so if you get the chance to listen to this whole album, the sound and instruments are like a really awesome time capsule of sound in the late 70s. And it's really interesting to hear how Korea interpreted these like late 70s rock band sounds in the realm of trot. And a little side note about the 70s, the president at the time, or most people like to call him a dictator or like a military loser, Park Chung-hee, he began his presidency or dictatorship in 1962, and then he got assassinated in 1979. And this guy, what's relevant about him is that he kind of began the heavy censorship of music in Korea. And he was kind of that generation where, kind of like in the movie Footloose, where like the adults think lively music that encourages dancing will be the catalyst for like violent and rambunctious youth and citizens. And so like in Korea, certain songs would be banned by the government, and like lyrics were heavily censored. So you couldn't criticize the government, you couldn't criticize, you know, Korean society, and you couldn't talk explicitly about love and sex and drugs. And so it also continued into the 80s, but of course, with any kind of suppression, that bubble is bound to burst. And so with that, this song, Mon Hunnal, it means the distant future. And this song is about, like, if we're going to talk about it in her perspective, like the girl's perspective, she's telling the guy, forget me, that's just what love is, you know? And even if this guy, he's caught up in the memories of them and he's looking for her, she's like, forget those memories, because she's gone anyways. She's gone in that distant future. And what I like about that is that's a woman in male-dominated fields. And so I hope you guys enjoy this song, Mon Hunnal.
Don't 사랑이란 그런 거 생각이 안 하겠지만 어느 날 그때는 이 사람도 떠나
enjoy that song. She was actually 20 when she recorded and sang the song, and so I hope you guys can hear just at like this young age how strong her vocals are and how impressive her skills are already, and notice why her voice was so distinct. And the next song is 진정인가요, which means like, is this for real? Are you serious? This song was first released in 1982. It was a part of her first album. And this song was already pretty popular when it released. It's now considered like one representative song of Kim Hyun-ja. So like how a representative song of Michael Jackson could be Thriller. Like if you talk about Kim Hyun-ja, everybody knows 진정인가요. And it's like a trot classic. Also, if you talk about Korean trot music, like the way, you know, there's jazz standards. If you talk about 진정인가요, like everybody knows that with trot. A lot of popular trot singers have covered this song. And she's also re-recorded and sung this song in different arrangements, maybe around like 6 times, maybe more. But she does these like golden hits or best hits albums where she'll sing popular songs again, but they're noticeably different because it's either like the arrangement, the sound, the tone, and also she sings these again and again as she gets older. And so her voice is just so different. This song, I think most people have listened to the 2016 or 2019 version of this song, but today I'll play the 1982 version, which is when it first released, and she was about 23 years old here. This song is about like a heartbreaking farewell where it seems like she's getting dumped and the guy now is being like, forget me. And she's like, for real? Like, how am I supposed to forget you when we had all these like romantic moments and we walked along the beach? Like, was your love and your sincerity and your passion for me, was that even real? And I feel like that really holds that like sentiment with the last line of the chorus where she says, 죽어도 못 잊을 겁니다, which is like, I'll never forget you, even in death. And so there's a lot of emotion when singing the song, and the lyrics are quite heavy with that heartbreak. And so like a little anecdote is that in trot singing competitions, sometimes there's like children, like literal like 7-8-year-olds singing this song. And so it's kind of funny, like, seeing children sing this song really well. And it's like, what do they know about love and heartbreak in this way? So it's, like, quite charming. But with that, I hope you guys enjoy 진정인가요? Is that serious? But the 1982 version. Hope you guys enjoyed that classic. If you listen to different recordings of her singing that song, like, you can definitely tell the difference between, like, her voice through her age and just, like, the arrangements, but also, like, there's so many covers out there. I highly encourage you guys to explore those covers. The next song I want to introduce is called Sundung, or Mercury Lamp. This song was originally released in 1984. This song is called Mercury Lamp because remember when, like, light bulbs used to have, like, mercury in them? And so this song, like, when Kim Yeonja is not really a songwriter nor producer or composer, she's just, like, a talented singer. And so a lot of people would, like, write songs for her and everything. So this is kind of like an older era love song where the lyrics talk about, like, how he looked under that sundung, under the mercury lamp. It's kind of like, you know, when you are walking in the street and there's, like, it's at night, the lights are on in the lamp posts, and kind of romanticizing the visual aspect of how your beloved looks under the street light lamp. But Korea, you know, used to use mercury in the light bulbs and they're like public light fixtures, but they stopped that around the 90s. So yeah, as I said, this song, it's another simple little love song about, it's kind of like falling out of love, even though you kind of don't want to. Like, you're hung up on this guy, but he's already gone and changed. And so you kind of find yourself lingering on the paths that you once walked together, and you're kind of yearning and standing under the light post, thinking about those memories. And I mentioned that she re-recorded a bunch of popular songs. This is definitely one of them. This is another like representative song of hers. And so while this song did release in 1984, I'll be playing the re-recording slash arrangement from 2004, where she's 45 in this song. So hopefully you might be able to tell a difference between her voice quality from the last song and this one. All right, and that brings us to our next song. So as I mentioned in the beginning, Kim Hyun-ja had a very substantial and very successful 22-year career in Japan as an enka singer. Enka is essentially the Japanese word for Japanese trot, and during her time there, like, she literally got the nickname Queen of Enka while in Japan. So I feel like that's really awesome. You know, this Korean-born national, Korean singer, she's, you know, working in Japan, and she gets called the Queen of Enka. And from an interview I saw with Kim Hyun-ja, her interpretation of the difference between Enka and Bongjak or Korean trot music is that Enka uses a little bit more head voice, while Korean trot uses more like a throat gut voice. And so while her time in Japan, she said she released some like around 40 something singles and like around 50 albums. And she was one of the top artists in her record label company. But that record label company was coincidentally owned by her husband at the time. And a little side note about her husband is that they met when she was quite young. They had an 18-year age gap. And so they met when she was doing like some filming some TV show in Japan, and the guy came up to her in speaking in Korean, and she was just like so happy to meet somebody that spoke Korean. And they married when she was 23, but that means he would have been 41 when they got married. And with that, he was essentially her manager and handled all the business and finances so that she could focus on her singing. But unfortunately, with that, when she decided to divorce this man, unfortunately, it's like not too known whether he hid assets from her or he truly did just spend all of her money, because she did not have a bank account. She just basically trusted this man to handle all of her finances. She said herself during this time, for like 30 years of her life, she'd never been to a bank ever. And so when they divorced, he said he had no money, and she assumed he might have hidden assets, but like during the whole legal process, they couldn't find it. So it's like the alimony was literally $0. And she reportedly made 10 billion yen, and they divorced in 2012. So if you're converting 10 billion yen to today's dollar money, that's around $64 million. And, you know, it's just so unfortunate. A man ruined it all. And they had an 18-year age gap. I think that is really insane. But thanks to her loyal fans in Korea and her amazing energy as this legendary icon, she was able to bounce back. And she's beloved now more than ever. And with that, I do want to share one Japanese song that she sang during her time there. And it's called 인생 해협, or the Strait of Life, straight as in like a channel of water or like a path. And this song kind of has words talking about the ocean side and water and crashing waves. And the song is again a love song, but it's kind of like about how heartbreak is what it is, and that she can't do anything other than wait to find and meet her next love. And this song was released in 2011. I cannot speak to her Japanese pronunciation, but you know, I hope it's good. So yeah, please enjoy this song.
じゃないのよ雪が舞う小路で隠す泣き笑い心の駅を乗り継ぐたびに
東か 西か 風見通りならわかるのに人生
You guys enjoyed that. Back to her coming to Korea. So she came back to Korea around like 2012 post divorce, and with that in 2013 she released Amor Fati, which actually is a Latin phrase called Amor Fati, meaning like love one's fate. So it describes this attitude that one can see everything that happens in life is necessary and even good. And the lyrics are about how love comes and goes, but you're in control of your life and to follow your heart and leave the sadness behind. And when this song first released in 2013, it wasn't really popular. It was released with an album of some new versions of older songs like 진정인가요, 수은등, and 10분대로, which is within 10 minutes, and that's a song I'll play later. But this song gained popularity among like youths when KBS hosted their 2018 Gayo Dae Chukjae, which is kind of like a end of the year music festival where they have really popular artists perform. So in 2018, I believe they had Twice and EXO and BTS perform. And so in 2018, in this music festival, Kim Yeonja sang Amor Fati as the closing song with all the performers on stage with her. And as it was the closing song, like the stage lights, visuals, little like fire visual effects and confetti was going like crazy. I really, really suggest you guys to try to find the video of this performance, because there's clips of like BTS members and Twice members and other singers dancing really wildly with these light foam light stick props and like headbands and like other props. And people seeing these K-pop idols dancing really wildly kind of made this song a meme in a way, just because they're dancing like crazy. And thus it rose into popularity among the younger generation. If you want to see this video, you can also DM me on Instagram and I'll send you a link. I don't personally like this song. Just not really my vibe, but it's interesting to kind of see her. It reaches into the EDM world almost. So a lot of like, I notice a lot of older trot singers start to incorporate this EDM style and incorporating like, yeah, electronic beats into their songs. And so it's kind of amusing. So she released this when she was 54. And, you know, it's amazing that she is a, what's the word? Incorporating, yeah, these kinds of music. And so with that, it's quite an upbeat song. And so I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys could tell like how much wildly different vibe that song was. And one little note about the lyric that I like is she says 연애는 필수, 결혼은 선택, which means 연애는 필수, dating is essential and necessary, But 결혼은 선택. Marriage is a choice. It's kind of like that. It's optional. But yeah, next song is called 안 돼, which means like no or you can't do that. So this song originally released in 1982, but she re-recorded it in 2019, which is the version that I'll be playing today. And this song is not really popular or well-known either. It's so not popular that there's not even a karaoke video on YouTube. So like if you search up like on Korean, like a Korean song karaoke, they have tons of songs, but they don't have this one. And actually, when I was in Korea last month, we went to like a karaoke place and they had music from up to 2022 or 2023. And I looked for this song, but they didn't even have that song as a karaoke option in Korea. But I just really like this song, how she sings it. Like her vocals are really powerful. This song is just about you shouldn't rush into or jump into love, and that rather you should take it carefully and step by step. And yeah, so when she sang this song in 1982, she was 23, which if you've listened, we've listened to songs from her when she was in her young 20s, and there's so much power to her voice. But now as it's re-recorded in 2019, she was 60. When she re-recorded it, and so it has so much more kind of like body, and it still has this really great melodic quality to it. And so I hope you guys hear that kind of like power behind this, her voice, and I really, really love this song personally.
Hey!
All right, and that brings us to our last song called 10분 내로, or Within 10 Minutes. So this is another song that was originally released in 2009, and she's remade it a few times with noticeably different arrangements in like 2012, and then again 2016, and then again in 2019, which is the version that I'll be playing today. This song is about how you tell a man like, okay, like he's like, I'll love you and I'll be loyal. And you're like, okay, I believe you, but just promise me this one thing, that if I call you, you have to come within 10 minutes no matter what. And she says in the lyrics, don't hesitate, don't make excuses, and don't stray off your path. And that a woman is a flower and you shouldn't leave her alone, so that this flower doesn't wilt in your care, making sure that you come within those 10 minutes. And what I love about this version that she released in 2019 is that, again, just super strong vocals, even with her older age. And she just sings it super, super powerfully. And so with that, I hope you guys enjoy this last song. Thank you for listening to that last song. She was actually 60 when she recorded that song. So I hope you guys can notice, you know, she may be 60, but her vocals are forever lively. And so with that, I hope you guys take the time to look her up. Look up her live performances, because honestly, her outfits are really, really iconic. They are like true maximalists with the sequins and these like large feathers, and it's like super shiny. And that's kind of the essence of trot. And she sings really good live. Like, she sang good in the booth and live as well. And so Kim Yeonja continues to be active and releasing new songs today. And I hope this kind of influences you to support her, maybe incorporate some of her hits into your playlists. And with that, thank you so much for listening. And I hope you all have a great rest of your evening.